We're now going to hear from Victor Black about the St. Dulach's Church Flowers Festival, which is coming up this weekend, I think, is it? Well, no, we'll find out. Now, I'm speaking with Victor Black. We're going to talk about the local church Flowers Festival, and it's St. Dulach's Church on the Malahide Road at Balgriffin. Victor, tell me about the Flowers Festival.
The church will be decorated with, I think it'll be approximately 25 to 30 different settings, and it will be similar to what, but in a smaller scale, to what would have been in the RDS recently. A lot of the floral arrangers actually exhibited, did a lot of the arranging of the flowers in the International World Flower Festival.
And this was recent, Victor? This was recent, was it?
That was in June. It's a triannual, the world one would be a triannual one, and Ireland had got it for this year, which brought in about 70,000 people into the country.
Right.
So the floral decorations will be, put it in one word, superb.
The Festival of Flowers is taking part in St. Dulach's from Saturday to Monday, October the 13th, the 11th to the 13th, isn't that right?
That's correct, yes.
Is this
It'll be opened open on Friday the 10th, but be open to the public then, the 11th to the 13th.
Is this an annual event, Victor?
No. It would take a lot of money and a lot of time for to run an annual event for these, because there is a huge amount of work goes into it. For example, the floral arrangers have been down to the church a number of times, taking measurements and checking out light and everything, just to see that they get the 100% perfection.
I noticed, Victor, that there's an invitation to all interested schools to visit on Monday, October the 13th.
Yes, we would love to get, in times past, we've had visits from some of the schools. We would love to see them coming on Monday during the day. Be able to see that it would be good for the children to see the beauty of the church, but the beauty of the flowers around. And they would also get a full guided tour.
Yeah, you're advising that advanced booking required.
Yeah, if they ring 087-6711-547.
Okay, and also the proceeds will go towards a repair and restoration fund for St. Dulach's.
Yeah, there's a huge upkeep on St. Dulach's Church, being a very old church.
Yeah.
There's a lot of damage was done when we had the snow in 2010 and 2011, down around the wells. We're getting the stone roof checked out, because there's a lot of rain coming in various places. It's a limestone roof, and it's very soft, very porous.
Yeah.
Some of the tiles in the floor, but the church of that age, it's an ongoing thing.
I know that the church is over 1,600 years old, and it's full of history. Isn't that right, Victor?
The history around that, the whole site, goes back well over 1,600 years. In fact, at one time when they were doing some renovation, they came across some pre-Christian era settlement, but they're not on view at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
There would have to be a full archaeological dig for that, and that would have to be borne by the church, so that would be probably for future generations.
Well, that will be an interesting one if it takes place, Victor, because I'm sure a lot of the local people would be very interested to find out what those settlements were all about then. Pre-Christian settlements up there. That's, I haven't heard of that. Yeah, that's...
It would go back to the very early days when there was traces of double ditches found during the renovation. And double ditches would indicate a very early settlement.
Yeah.
The double ditches would be used by people living in small communities or families to keep marauding wild animals out and raiders and keep their own cattle and themselves safe.
Yeah, and they'd date back way back before the church was first built there, is that right?
They would, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Victor, go ahead.
Yes, on the Monday evening, we're also having a harvest home. A harvest home is just celebrating, because that weekend on the Sunday is actually the harvest festival in the parish. Each year in the churches we have a celebration of harvest.
Mm-hmm.
So on that Sunday, 10 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the evening, the harvest festival service.
Right.
On the Monday night, starting at 7, we will have a musical evening and followed by refreshments.
Okay.
And anybody wants to come to that, there's a charge in of €10, but they will enjoy themselves. It would be good.
Okay, well, just tell us, Victor, about the opening times from Saturday.
No, Saturday we're open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Sunday we're opening at 11 o'clock after morning service to 5 o'clock.
Yes.
And Monday we're also opening from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay.
And then at 7 o'clock we'll be reopening again for the harvest home.
And that'll take place until, that'll run until?
There'll be roughly about an hour and a quarter music, and then we'll have refreshments. And if anybody hasn't, it'll be an opportunity for people to see the flowers if they haven't been there. And then as the last person drifts home, we close.
Okay, and I noticed, Victor, that the former Green Party leader, Trevor Sargent, will open the festival this year.
He will, yes.
Yeah. And that's on Friday, October.
It's on Friday, October the 10th.
Yeah, at 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Okay, and everybody will get to take the tour if they want it. Is that right?
If they want a tour of the church, they'll have a tour, yes.
Okay. Great stuff, Victor.
There's a team running through the THEME, a team running through the festival. And it's Lord for the years we give our thanks today. And we are also celebrating the centuries that the church has been open and witnessing and ministering to the people of Al Griffin and further beyond.
Mm-hmm.
4 years.
Okay.
So we look forward to as many people as possible coming to see us.
Okay, great stuff, Victor.
For anybody that will be coming by bus from town or from Malahide, 42 and 43, stop outside.
Yeah, right outside the door.
And you can give my mobile number there if anybody wants to ring for directions.
Okay, will do. Okay. Good luck with the festival, Victor.
Perhaps we'll see you along on the Friday night.
Yes, possibly will do. Yeah, yeah.
Some of the people from Near FM.
Yeah, that might be a great idea if we can show up there too. Yeah, support it.
Yes.
Wonderful. Yeah. Okay, Victor, looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to, in the future, finding out more about the excavations when they do take place, about the pre-Christian era of Bad Griffin, because I haven't heard about that before. So I'm looking forward to hearing about that. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Victor.
Thanks, Pat.
Thanks. Talk to you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye. And that was Victor Black talking to me about the Festival of Flowers at St. Dulach's Church, Malahide, taking place on from Saturday to Monday, October the 13th.